Welcome to the Freaking Film Fanatic Podcast. I'm your freaking host, Nate Unk, and today I will be reviewing Dune Part 2. Dune Part 2 is rated PG-13 for action, violence, and language. Welcome back to the podcast. So, I have to explain something about myself before I actually get into my review. So, for those of you who don't know me very well, I have Asperger's syndrome, which is on the autism spectrum. I am very high functioning, but there are some things that I do or actions I have that aren't 100% normal. And so I'm on certain medications to make sure that the things that are bad or not something that normal people would do, I have medications for them and I'm fine. The only problem with the medications is I used to have a very good memory and I was able to remember things super well. When I was getting ready to go see Dune 2, I had realized I have seen the first part, but I saw it as a critic earlier before it came out in the theater, and I hadn't seen it since. And it's been a few years. So before I went the other night to see part 2, I rewatched part 1 earlier that day as a reminder. So I remember thinking, though, with part 1, it was a little slow, but the story was interesting enough to kind of pull me in, and then they had a lot of little loose ends at the end because they were making part 2. I believe that they're going to make 3, even though there's 6 books in the series. I've never read the books. I've only seen the 1984 movie and then Dune Part 1 a few years ago. So I did have to prepare myself a little bit to go in and watch Part 2. So the first one was 2 hours and 35 minutes, roughly. This one was a little closer to 3 hours. And I'm telling you, if you like explosions and seeing sand blow up, you're going to totally get your money's worth. There's lots of it. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of political intrigue. There's a lot of survival. There's a whole bunch of really cool things. And what was great about part 2 is all of those little loose ends that they left open at the beginning of the first one, actually, it was great because they were able to tie all of those up. But not only were they able to tie all those up, but then they started spreading out. And now there's even more things that have come into play. I don't want to talk too much about plot lines because I really hate spoilers. But if you're wondering kind of what it's about, so there's this, the first one, just to recap, there's a planet. And it's a really, really nice planet. They have rain. They have oceans. But they decide that they want to leave their planet and go to this other planet that's a big sand dune. Like, the whole thing's covered in sand. And mixed in with that sand is something they call spice. And the spice is used for almost everything. It's used for medicine. It's used for space travel. It's used for a bunch of things. And so it's extremely valuable. But most of it comes from this planet that's one giant desert. So you have Timothy Chalamet's character. And long story short, he has visions. He has dreams. And they tend to come true. And people think he's like the Messiah. There's this group of people called the Furman on the sand planet, and half of them see him as a savior, others see him as a false prophet. because you have some of the tribes from the south and some of the tribes from the north, and they all don't believe exactly the same way. However, there's tons and tons of spice in the sands. It's really cool. They say it gets hot. They have these suits that when they put them on, they're cool. When you sweat in them, it cools you off, and then it goes through a filter and becomes pure drinking water again. So they're constantly hydrated on this planet. It's pretty cool. Anyways, then you have Zendaya, and she's part of the group that kind of thinks that Timothée Chalamet's character, who's named Paul, she thinks he's kind of a false prophet, but then they start spending time together. They fall in love, and, you know, there's all of this stuff. So you have kind of that going on. And then you have other people on this planet. There's this emperor. He's this really big, like 400, 500-pound fat dude that's just disgusting. And he has this nephew that is Dave Bautista, who played Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy. And in this new one, he has another nephew played by Austin Butler, who played Elvis in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. And all three of these guys are bad news. They're violent. They want to kill everybody and control all of the spice. And they're just bad people. In fact, I was kind of making jokes afterwards because everybody kind of in their kingdom has their heads shaved and their eyebrows shaved. And so, like, I was making jokes later that you could, like, still pause any moment in any of those scenes and it would be a Smashing Pumpkins album cover. That's what it seemed like. But anyway, there's some twists and turns that I don't want to give away, but Timothée Chalamet's character, Paul, goes through some transformations and some ideal changes and ways he thinks, and some of it's good and some of it's bad. And then we're left with that. We know for sure that there's going to be a part three. So it left it open. You know, I mean, everything was left open and the threads were all out there, and I'm sure that they'll completely cover all of those and then end the trilogy. I haven't heard anything if they're gonna adapt all six books. All I know is that the director came out and said, we're only gonna do three, and then I'm done, is basically what he said. So I don't know. I've never read the books, so I don't know if the movie, like the third film, is gonna end the same way as like the sixth book ended. I don't know. I haven't read them. If not, it would be interesting to see if another director would want to step up and finish, you know, the six. I don't know what they're going to do. I think the trilogy is all they have in mind right now. So anything beyond that, like I say, I don't know. But, sometimes I forget when I go to critic screenings, you know, I'm lucky enough to where I don't have to pay for a ticket to go. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying it because when I go into a movie, I try to think of people and how much money they're going to spend. I have a sister who has, they're a family of five. And for them to go to a movie, it costs close to $100 because they're paying $10 or $11 per ticket. So already you're at like $55, you know, you buy a couple things, popcorn, some drinks, the concessions go up there, and it gets expensive. And sometimes I forget about that when I review films. If you are a really big science fiction fan and you really liked the first Dune movie, part two's even better than the first one. It's really great. I took my new wife, Lindsay, with me to see it, and she was kind of lost because she's never seen the first one, but she really wanted to go, And she loved it. She really enjoyed it, even though she had no idea what was going on at first. So it is an enjoyable movie. If you're a big fan of the first one, then yeah, go spend the money. See it on IMAX. We got to see it on IMAX, and it was awesome. If you're not a huge fan, but you're still interested in it, I would wait for like a discount day during the week or go to a matinee where you're not spending as much per ticket. Put some of that money towards popcorn instead. If you're not really into it at all, but you're just curious enough, you can wait for it to come out on streaming or DVD and Blu-ray for however long we have left with DVDs and Blu-ray, with streaming taking center stage now. But it's a really great movie. It was a lot of fun. There was, like I said, tons of action. Lots of fighting with the good guys and bad guys. It was almost like space Game of Thrones without the gratuitous sex and nudity, which is the reason why I never watched Game of Thrones. But I know how that plays out. So, anyway, like I said, if you're really into it, it's great. Go see it. If you're sort of into it, you know, wait for a matinee. And if you're not really into it, but you're just kind of curious, wait till streaming. So anyway, that's all I have to say about that. I am very happy to be back doing my podcast. I kind of took a month break because I got married, like I said, and we've just been so busy with everything. And so I'm really excited to be back recording my podcast, writing my written reviews, and all of that stuff. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And hey, we go to the movies enough, maybe I'll see you around. Take care.